Hello, Gene. This is Paul Giamatti. I thought I'd record something rather than write something out. I'm not very good at writing things out. So I'll just try to be succinct. Ware Harmon was a great man. And he, in a lot of ways, is kind of like, to my mind, he sort of somehow epitomized what it was like out there for me. He was just a really smart, fun, creative, lovely guy, and just down to earth, and, you know, I don't know, he was just the best. What do I remember most vividly? I mean, everything, you know? It was, I got out there because I knew a guy named Brian Cole, who was one of the original founders on Bainbridge, and then also my friend John Sylvain was out there directing and acting and stuff, who was a brilliant guy. And I had a girlfriend named Alicia Roper, who also worked there, and that was great. And, you know, the people were wonderful, all of them. They're some of the loveliest people I've ever known. And the work was absolutely, you know, crazy and fun. It was just nothing but unfiltered, unfettered fun. And yes, there was a production, two probably, but one that I really remember was this, A Final Evening with the Illuminati, which was, John Sylvain directed it, and Brian Finney was in it with me, and it was a two-person play, and I still think he's one of the greatest actors I've ever known. And it was so just completely insane. It was just insane, and so much fun, and something in the kind of absolutely unchained sense of creativity was really valuable, and particularly valuable for me at the time. I'd gone through a pretty heavy personal loss in my family, so I was pretty unmoored, and that was a place that I landed at, and it was great. It changed me just because it was, I was like, no, this is what I really want to do for a living. I did another production that Ware directed called Faith Healer, which was ridiculous that these, you know, 23-year-olds were doing that play. But again, it was a thing that gave me great confidence and the sense that it confirmed for me that is what I really wanted to do. And, you know, it gave me everything. It gave me everything. You know, I worked with a wonderful film director, Paul Mazursky, once, who was a great director, and on one of his last movies I was working with, and I remember telling him about Seattle and how great it was, and he sort of said to me at a certain point, I think everybody, every artist has a Seattle in their past, the place that everything, where everything was just on point, pure, unfettered, unfiltered, joyous. You know, it gave me everything, and I, you know, I miss it. And you can't really go back to that place. But somehow, you know, it's always there, too. So I still draw on it in some way. It was, I'm not a guy that uses words like magical a lot, but it was. It really was. Anyway.